28. Describe degrees of freedom in general and tell the three different kinds we examined in the computational formula for each. Basically, degrees of freedom asks, how many pieces of unique information do I have? Where unique means I can't get to it without being given it. Okay? How much do I have to be given so that I know everything? Actually, that sort of describes graduate school, doesn't it? And when you're at your snottiest. All right, there's three kinds of degrees of freedom. The degrees of freedom in a group or a condition. N minus one. If you know the sum of a set of scores, or the mean, or the standard deviation, doesn't matter, works the same. If you know the sum, then if I give you n minus 1 values, you know what the nth one has to be. So the degrees of freedom is n minus 1. Second kind, nested groups of people, where different people are in different groups. So each group has n minus 1. And the whole set has big N minus K. The total number of people minus 1 for each condition tells you the accumulated degrees of freedom. The third kind is crossed degrees of freedom, where we have the same people in each condition. In crossed, the error term, the degrees of freedom, is funkier because we have to take into account that for any person, we know some of their, if we know some of their scores, we can learn the rest of them. And in any condition, if we know some of the scores, we can learn the rest of them. So, the degrees of freedom for crossed groups is the number of groups minus 1 times the number of people minus 1. So the usual expression of this is k minus 1 times little n minus 1.